been here just since January, since about the 17th of January, Grainne.
And can you tell me about the work that you've been doing and the organisation that you've been doing it with?
Sure. I'm working with MSF, that's Médecins Sans Frontières. It's a non-governmental, an independent non-governmental organisation that's not aligned to any other organisation. And the project we're doing here is to do with non-communicable disease, that is, the things like we see at home, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, and so on, in vulnerable refugees from the conflict in Syria who are now living here.
And why did you leave Oma to go out there?
Well, Grainne, I think I'd done all I could in Oma. I spent a couple of decades, in fact, in Oma and Derry, working in the renal service, helping to build up the renal service. And I felt that now that service is on a very strong footing and it's time for me to do something else. And this is something I've always had an ambition to do. So I'm absolutely delighted to have had the opportunity and to be here.
And what are the circumstances like for people out there in Jordan at the minute?
Sure. Well, in Jordan, it's not too bad at all. It's a high middle-income country, so there's a lot of life here and a lot going on. But people from Syria, the south of Syria was a farming community, and the people there would have been working on the land. They would have been living off the produce of the land, and they'd have been having healthy, active lives. But because of the conflict, they've been uprooted. They find themselves here. Irbid is a big city. It's you know, maybe the size of Belfast, something like that. So there are work permits available for the Syrian refugees, but it's not always easy to get them. They might not be able to work. They might find it difficult to find jobs. They could be isolated from their family, from their communities. They do get food vouchers if they're registered. But they might be depressed and anxious. They might have been tortured by flashbacks to the horrors they've experienced with post-traumatic stress. And they might have nothing to do all day except sit around and eat. There's plenty of fast food, cheap fast food here. So eat high salt, high calorie, high fat food, smoke a lot, and suffer from, develop the diseases that we see at home, particularly diabetes and high blood pressure and heart disease.
So would you help these people in dealing with these health issues?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're here for. We're trying to pick up the pieces. We identify these people. We see them in clinics, see them on a regular basis. They have access. We can give them access to free medication, to essential medications. We have a home visits service for the patients who cannot leave their apartments because of disability. And we have mental health counsellors, and we practice group sessions.
And how does their circumstances differ from ones back home here?
Sure. Well, these people have lost their homes, Grainne. They've been uprooted from their own environment and transplanted. They're in a period of transition. Everything is completely different, completely strange. They're in a host community that does everything they can for them, because remember, the numbers of refugees coming here are hugely larger than the number of refugees we see anywhere in Europe. Mm-hmm. And the host community does deal very well with them, but they don't have access to the public health system. They do get work permits, but their access to work is limited. And they have a different status from the people who come from the local people from these parts.
Do you think people like over here and in other parts of Europe should be more aware of maybe how to help Syrian refugees or the conditions that they live in?
I think absolutely, Grainne. I think there's a lot of, you know, we do see shots from time to time of refugees in the Mediterranean and so on. But I think the general sense of what's actually happening, what happens when people are uprooted from their environments because of conflict, we just don't really understand what's going on at all. And we don't see the hardships that these people have to put up with.
So you would get to see firsthand just how bad these people really live?
Sure, absolutely. I go around with the home visit program and I see the conditions they're living in. I also see how delighted they are to see the team when they arrive, because loneliness is part of the problem with many of our patients, and they're just so delighted when the team arrives, chats to them, assesses their health needs, and gives them some hope. It's very encouraging.
So you could say it's rewarding as well?
It's very rewarding, to be honest. This isn't, you know, it's not exciting. I'm not dealing with the war wounded. We don't have shells going off all over the place here, but we do see the vulnerable people vulnerable because of the conflict, and I think we can do a lot to help them, and it's very rewarding to see that actually being done. We have an absolutely fantastic team of national staff who are thoroughly enthusiastic, engaged, and give an awful lot to the project, and it's wonderful to see that as well.
How long do you plan on staying in Jordan and working with the project?
Well, I'm going to be here for 9 months, so I start in January. I expect to be here until October and November, and then I'll just see what happens after that. It's great to have an opportunity to chat about it, and I'd just like everybody listening to remember what work MSF is doing, and that work does depend on donation. It does depend on our donors. We're not a fundraising organization, but we do depend on donors for the work that is done.
What type of work can people do maybe to be more aware of the organization?
I think MSF is a large organization with offices all over Europe, but the Dublin office is very active. And yeah, we would like people all over Ireland and the UK to know about the organization, to know the work they're doing in many of the most difficult parts of the world, and to give their time or their funds, and consider giving funds to the organization so that they can continue their work.